Nolte, report claims Fox News is blacklisting guests who appear on Newsmax TV. By John Nolte on November 27, 2020. According to far-left CNN, Fox News is encouraging people who appear on Fox to blacklist Newsmax TV. Knlala reports that Fox is feeling the ratings heat from Newsmax. So, producers on some Fox programs have been told to monitor Newsmax's guest bookings and throw some sand in Newsmax's gears by encouraging guests who appear on both channels to stop saying yes to the upstart. Of course, encouraging is just another way to say that Fox is threatening to blacklist those who appear on Newsmax. Per Knlal, producers were told to avoid some regular guests if they kept showing up on Newsmax after being encouraged to stop. Yeah, that's blacklisting. Fox News denies all of this, but Fox News lies. Then again, Knlal lies, most especially Brian Tater-Stelter, who wrote this piece. So who knows what the truth is? It's just fun to watch two of America's biggest villains throw poop at one another. There are a lot of reports out there about Fox's cratering ratings. The truth, though, is that we just don't know yet, and really won't know until the presidential election is settled. The news cycle is too insane to get a beat on anything. And whenever I see a report about Fox News ratings collapse, it's based on a single day, usually a Friday or weekend day. Which makes for a nice headline, "Hey, I clicked," but reeks of cherry picking. What we do know is that the ratings for Fox's right-of-center cable competition, Newsmax, OWN, are up, and that increase has to come from at least some from Fox News's bleeding. Teehee. The great Ace of Spades noticed something else in this Knlal report. And that's how, just like leftists, Fox News insiders demean the people at Newsmax as far-right and fringe, and their own viewers as radicalized. From the Knlal report, sources at Fox derided Newsmax as far-right and fringe, and they singled out Greg Kelly for particular criticism. "Our audience has absolutely been radicalized," one longtime on-air staffer at Fox said. These insiders also attacked Fox Business superstar Maria Bartiromo, one of the rare journalists out there with the moral courage to cover 2020's election irregularities with a perfect blend of seriousness and skepticism. Inside Fox, per Knlal, staffers cringed at the awkward contrast between Bartiromo's conspiratorial programming and Sean's straightforward interview, which rebuked the conspiracy theories. Of all this, Ace writes, "Far right. Fringe. Radicalized. How is the way that Fox talks about its audience any different from how CNN talks about Fox's audience? Now comes Fox's pitiful attempts to appease its radicalized, far right, fringe audience. They hate you just as much. Yappers. Fox News sees its own viewers as suckers, and as Fox becomes worse and worse, it's kinda hard to argue with that. Why anyone watches any form of cable news is beyond me. But to expose yourself to liars and villains like Knlal and Fox, you must be a masochist." Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.